Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 353 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Jen Weehul.
Jen! Thank you.
Jinx, hear me, Coke.
No, that was a different Jinx. And I just got both of you.
What?
No.
Jinxed you guys.
No, I jinxed Katie. And then I jinxed.
You did not. I didn't say thank you. Your wife did.
I know. I jinxed Katie. No. And then I jinxed you for the jinx.
You're delusional.
I'm not delusional. Jinx.
Oh, what? No. Yours was a
sting out of it.
I just got three jinxes.
No, you full didn't. Full of it.
Yes, I did.
You did not jinx me.
Yes, I did. Poop.
No.
I did.
Like, I'm in danger.
I thought about jinxing you, so I win.
I literally did.
I understand, but my brain cannot conceptualize. No. But I understand.
I did.
Shut up.
Not the last one. That was BS.
Yeah. No. No jinxes added. No cokes for you. All right. Jen.
Cokes for you.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks. Sorry we had a fight. On your sponsored episode. No, stop typing. Don't give her three.
Let's just
anyways.
Call it a draw.
All right. Yeah, it's a draw because you guys lost.
Oh my God, I'm going to break your glasses.
I at least jinxed Katie.
Break your glasses.
Twice. We'll have to have a real fight down here. Anyways,
watch her like not put one of the screws in the table and mold my stomach all down. Like, take that. All right. So today, if you're still here, we are going to be discussing part two of chapter 19 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Silver Doe. So make sure that you have read that chapter and you're ready to presumption. Your way through the details.
Ooh, that from?
The way that Jim Dale reads it.
It's from the chapter.
Oh.
Presumption.
Oh, okay.
It's just so funny.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
You want to give me a little diddly of a recap?
What was the joke?
The diddly joke.
Oh, I thought you were asking what was so funny about it.
No, I figured you were laughing because of the diddly joke.
Excuse me, what was the joke? You guys are making fun of me.
The only squat, wait.
The only squat I do is diddly. Meaning wait. Nothing.
What was the joke?
Actually.
Oh, God. Anyways.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Mia, no, I'm not going to defend myself at all. I don't feel like I have a case.
That's right.
because I can't follow. Anyway, recap. A silver doe comes to visit Harry while he's taking watch, and somehow Harry knows to follow it. It leads him to a frozen pool with the sword of Gryffindor at the bottom.
What is that?
Look at that. I've been looking for that thing.
Would you look at that? Oh, there it is. Look at it. Would you look at it?
I wondered where I put that. He doesn't have any other choice but to jump in, only for the Horcrux that he didn't take off to try and strangle him. Luckily, Ron found his way back to them and saves Harry's life.
Just a smallish thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So Harry's like, how come you're here? And I feel like it comes out like more rude or like standoffish than he means, but he's genuinely like, dude, how are, like, literally, how is this happening? So Ron has a look like he's really hoping that this maybe would not come up right in this moment, maybe later. But he's like, I'm back if you'll have me. And it's like kind of like hanging over them, this all that happened and the fact that he actually left. And so nothing is really said. And then Ron like looks down and he's like, oh yeah, I have these things in my hand, the sword of Gryffindor and this Horcrux. And so Harry still is like, I don't understand how you're here. Like, how are you here? How did you find us? We're supposed to be really well hidden. And then we get another mention of the doe. And so Ron says, quote, long story, said Ron. I've been looking for you for hours. It's a big forest, isn't it? And I was just thinking of how I'd have to kip under a tree and wait until morning when I saw that deer coming and you following. Harry says, you didn't see anyone else? No, said Ron. But he hesitated, glancing at two trees that were growing close together some yards away. And he says, I did think I saw something move over there, but I was running to the pool at the time because you'd gone in and hadn't come up, so I wasn't going to make a detour to hay. And so the hay is because Harry is a horse.
Of course.
Hay is for horses.
Hay is for horses.
Anyways, Harry immediately like takes off towards the trees, right? Because he wants to find the person who cast the Doe Patronus. And there's nothing. There's no hoof prints, no footprints, no person. And everything here is a mystery. How Ron found him, who cast the doe, how the sword got into the forest pool. Quote, they both looked at the ornate silver sword, its rubied hilt glinting a little in the light from Hermione's wand. You reckon it's the real one? Asked Ron. One way to find out, isn't there? Said Harry. And it's like he knows this. He like knows without having verbalized it and feels like he's known it kind of this whole time what he has to do. So the Horcrux was still swinging from Ron's hair. Hair? I'm touching my hair and I said hair.
Hand?
Hand. And if you want to get grossed out, the locket is twitching slightly. Tick, tick, tick. And so Harry knows that the thing inside of it is agitated again. It had sensed the presence of the sword and had tried to kill Harry rather than let him possess it. So now is not the time for long discussions. Now is the moment to destroy the locket once and for all. Harry looks around, holding Hermione's wand up high, and he sees a place with a flattish rock lying in the shadow of a sycamore tree. What's that symbolize, you ask? Well, I'm glad you
call it out, you know.
Celtic mythology says the sycamore was associated with the world tree, which connected the underworld, earth, and heaven. The Celts believed that fairies and other spirits lived in sycamore trees, and they often planted them near their homes for protection. The sycamore was also the symbol of wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual guidance. In Native American culture, the sycamore tree was a tree of protection against negative energies and malevolent spirits. Native Americans also used the sycamore for a variety of medicinal purposes, including cough medicine and anti-rhea, and also dermatological stuff. In the Bible, or the Bible, as some of you know it, the story of Jesus meeting Zacchaeus. Do you ever hear the song? You probably didn't. You went to Catholic school.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
And I've never heard of Zacchaeus.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
Nope.
Yep. Sunday school. Anyways, he wanted to see Jesus who was walking through wherever he was. I'm sure some of you know. And so he climbs up in a sycamore tree so he is able to see Jesus.
So he can see more.
Anyways, so Harry leads Ron over to the rock and tells him, you are the one to do this.
It's really cool. I like the Celtic one because underworld, earth, and heaven feels like Deathly Hallows to me. Yes. You know, like the entirety of Deathly Hallows.
Mm-hmm.
Also, really like, cool. Just kind of like the fact that the spirit or the soul is like split.
Yeah.
With it being a Horcrux.
Yeah. I like it. I like it all. I wake it.
And also the Native American one, like negative energies, like protection against negative energies and malevolent spirits.
Can I admit something to you? I would not have said that word that way.
What?
I would have said, probably.
Malevolent?
Yeah. Malevolent.
Malevolent.
It makes sense, but I just like in my brain, it's just like bloop, skips over it.
I understand.
Words.
So Harry... My voice just went so weird.
Oh. I hate when that happens.
I didn't even notice.
I felt it. Like,
I hate when that happens. Like a bubble in your throat.
Yeah. So in this moment, like when Harry is telling Ron that he is the one to do this, like he's not trying to be kind or generous. He genuinely feels like the universe is kind of telling him that this is Ron's Horcrux to destroy. He just like knew that it had to be Ron, just like he knew that the dough was safe. Basically. So Harry says he's going to open it and that Ron needs to stab it right away. And he explains how Riddle in the diary put up a fight and that like they can expect that this one will too. And he's going to use Parcel Tongue to open it. And the S on the locket is serpentine. So it won't be hard for him to visualize.
It's a snake.
Yeah.
Serpentine. And serpentine.
Serpentini Chevrolet.
Only Northeast Ohio people are gonna get that.
This is Ron's final lesson in Heshasa before he opens the Chamber of Secrets later.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heshasa lessons.
Mm-hmm. Ron is scared though. And he says not to open it, that he can't do it. It's bad for him. He can't handle it. And then he goes on, and this is a quote from the book. I'm not making excuses, Harry, for what I was like, but it affects me worse than it affected you and Hermione. It made me think stuff. Stuff I was thinking anyway, but it made everything worse. I can't explain it. And then I'd take it off, and I'd get my head on straight again, and then I'd have to put the effing thing back on. I can't do it, Harry. And Ron knew that Harry was right, though, that, like, this was his to get rid of. He had to do it. So, like, as soon as Harry encourages him one more time, he, like, accepts that he has to do this. And then Harry says, okay, on three, you're going to stab it. One, two, and then he says open in Parcel Tongue.
Say it right.
Heshas. So the locket swings open, and behind the glass windows within it blinked a living eye, dark just and one. Handsome as a- Tom
a
Riddle's
handsome
eye.
Eyeball.
I mean, I get it, though.
Why are you handsome? I like your eyeball.
Look me in the eye.
Trailer Park Boys. So this is Tom Riddle's eye before he turned them scarlet and slit pupiled.
People forget this.
Yeah.
Just because of the movies. But like, boyfriend has red eyes.
Yeah.
And they are snaky
and
vertical
terrifying.
Slits. Oy.
We've talked about this before. But like, I think you have to give up something like that.
Yeah.
When you create a Horcrux. Like, his payment for this one, his personal payment for it, was his eyes.
Yeah.
His handsome eyeballs.
His handsome eyeballs.
Like, I don't want these. They look like my papa's.
I mean. So Harry tells Ron to stab it. And just as Ron raises the sword, the Horcrux begins to speak.
Perception!
Jim Dale does a good job, though. It's a little creepy, but I think it's meant to be.
Jim Dale's Voldemort is far scarier than Stephen Fry.
Yeah. Mm. I know that I'm going to get hate for this, but I just like Jim Dale's better.
I'm really enjoying the Stephen Fry ones.
Me too,
I
am.
But I do like Jim Dale's better.
I do like Stephen Fry's voice. It's very, I mean, I like listening to his voice, but yeah. Jim Dale's just better. Sorry, not
forever contention in the fandom.
Okay. I have seen your heart and it is mine. Don't listen to it, Harry said harshly. Stab it. I have seen your dreams, Ronald Weasley, and I have seen your fears. All you desire is possible, but all that you dread is also possible. Stab, shouted Harry. His voice echoed off the surrounding trees. The sword point trembled, and Ron gazed down into Riddle's eyes. Least loved always by the mother who craved a daughter. Least loved now by the girl who prefers your friend. Second best, always, eternally overshadowed. Ron, stab it now, Harry bellowed. He could feel the locket quivering in his grip and was scared of what was coming. Ron raised the sword still higher, and as he did so, Riddle's eye gleamed scarlet. Out of the locket's two windows, out of the eyes, there bloomed like two grotesque bubbles, the heads of Harry and Hermione, weirdly distorted. I thought that this part was done so well in the movies.
Making out.
Did a good job.
These are all of the thoughts and feelings that Ron put into that.
Yeah.
Just spewed back to him.
Imagine like Ginny with the diary, right? Mm-hmm. And when Ron, and I almost wonder if the locket, this actually just came to me. So like the diary, he could become like a form again by taking Ginny. Do you think that could have happened with the locket?
Yeah, why not?
I think so.
He's pouring himself into it.
Yeah.
Just because it's not written pages.
Right.
You know, lockets usually, don't they symbolize something that you love mm-hmm. and it's next to your heart?
And that's why they never should have been wearing it.
And like a diary, you pour your feelings into it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet it could have taken over Ron.
Scary.
Grotesque. We see it. Stuff can come out of it.
Right?
You know?
I hate it.
I like that, but I hate that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to say presumption, right, please?
I don't know if I can. Can you do it for me? Oh, sure. Okay. All right. So Ron yells in shock because, you know, his two best friends are coming out of these eyeballs.
Naked.
Does it say naked in this?
No, but that's what they did in the film.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if they took that from the book. Naked.
With no clothes on. That's from Rocco's Modern Life. He goes, naked. And then Filbert comes in and goes, yeah, no clothes on. That's very Filbert.
Okay. So these figures come all the way out until they're standing next to the locket.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, and they all mess with our hormones. And I know that as a mom of two, my hormone imbalance needed some help. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extract called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Like for me, having some kids. PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time. Hormone Harmony can help with those things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. And guys, it definitely shows. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH, S-W-I-S-H, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site. Kate and I love to travel, and they have these really awesome custom map serving trays. And I just love whenever you can find that personalized thing of something that's important to you or a loved one, and you can get it on something unique like a serving tray or a coaster or something like that. They also have this really awesome personalized word search throw blanket. And seeing as my wife loves word games, I think that that would be a great gift for her. It would be so fun. You can put specific words and stuff that you want on there. It would be super special and personalized. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Their Uncommon Goods is always looking for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts that you can personalize. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/swish. That's uncommongoods.com/swish for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're swaying over Ron, and Harry's trying to hold the locket still, but it suddenly burned white hot, so he had to let go. It's like, this is Ron's battle, and Ron's alone. So he tries to shout to Ron again, but Riddle Harry, that sounds like a swishism, but that's literally what the book says, was talking in Voldemort's voice, which is freaking terrifying.
Ugh, I hate that.
High pitch.
Has Ron heard Voldemort's voice? Like, Harry obviously has a million freaking times, but...
I don't think so.
I don't think we've seen anyone else.
No.
Except Dumbledore and Five when they're having the battle.
But yeah. Ron was totally wasn't out of with, it. Yeah, Ron was on brains.
I bet he knows, though. You know?
Yeah.
So Ron's just staring, like, totally mesmerized into Riddle Harry's face. This is from the book. Why return? We were better without you. Happier without you. Glad of your absence. We laughed at your stupidity, your cowardice, your presumption.
Presumption!
Echoed the Riddle Hermione, who was more beautiful and yet more terrible than the real Hermione. She swayed, cackling before Ron, who looked horrified yet transfixed, the sword hanging pointlessly at his side. Who could look at you? Who could ever look at you beside Harry Potter? What have you ever done compared with the Chosen One? What are you compared with the boy who lived? So Harry again is like, stab it, but Ron doesn't seem to be able to move. Mm. Riddle Harry and Riddle Hermione were reflected in them, their hair swirling like flames, their eyes shining red, their voices lifted in an evil duet. Your mother confessed, sneered Riddle Harry, while Riddle Hermione jeered, that she would have preferred me as a son, would be glad to exchange. And then the Riddle Hermione says, who wouldn't prefer him? What woman would take you? You are nothing, nothing, nothing to him.
Think about all, he feels all of this about himself.
I know.
She stretched like a snake and entwined herself around Riddle Harry, wrapping him in a close embrace.
Well, maybe do they make out?
Their lips met.
See? Oh, the naked
part.
But they're
not naked.
She? She? Yeah, you're she here.
That's what you sounded like.
They're kissing.
Ron's face, anguish. Yeah. But he's raising the sword. Harry is yelling at him to do it.
Yelly.
So Ron looks at him, and Harry sees a trace of scarlet in his eyes. Because he's feeling this.
So close.
Yeah.
So close.
Like, I think, as we were talking about, like, in this moment, Riddle could take over if Ron succumbed to it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the time.
Yeah.
But then he plunges the sword. Quote, there was a clang of metal and a long, drawn-out scream. You're welcome.
Haunted Mansion, if you know, you know.
So Harry, like, spins around expecting to have to fight whatever's left out of the locket, but there's nothing. It's over. Ron's breathing heavy. His eyes aren't red anymore, but Harry notices that they are wet. So he's been crying.
Why's Ron crying?
Mm-hmm. He pretends not to see, and he goes and grabs the locket. The eyes are gone. The silk lining is stained. I wonder with what? Like, it's not ink this time. Like, is it blood? I don't know.
Mm.
And it's smoking slightly. So Ron drops the sword, sinks down to his knees, and is shaking. And Harry realizes it's not because he's cold. It's because he's crying. So Harry kneels next to him and puts his hand on his shoulder. And he takes it as a good sign because Ron doesn't, like, throw him off or anything. And then they have a really nice little heart-to-heart. And things that, like, Harry didn't realize Ron was thinking all of these things. Like, he had no idea. And, like, this is such a vulnerable spot for Ron. All of his deepest, darkest fears have just been spilled out in front of his best friend.
Yeah.
But it's for the better.
Totally.
She's like my sister. Oh, I'm sorry. After you left, he said in a low voice, grateful for the fact that Ron's face was hidden. She cried for a week, probably longer, only she didn't want me to see. There were loads of nights when we never even spoke to each other. With you gone, and he trails off and, like, fully thinks about just how much Ron leaving cost the both of them. She's like my sister, he went on. I love her like a sister, and I reckon she feels the same way about me. It's always been like that. I thought you knew. So Ron doesn't say anything, but he very noisily wipes his nose on his sleeve. You know.
Thank you for that. Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Harry gives him a minute and, like, goes and collects his rucksack so that he has time to compose himself. And then Ron says, I'm sorry, he said in a thick voice. I'm sorry I left. I know I was and he looked around as if he's trying to find a word bad enough to describe his behavior. You've sort of made up for it tonight, said Harry, getting the sword, finishing off the Horcrux, saving my life. That makes me sound a lot cooler than I was, Ron mumbled. Stuff like that always sounds cooler than it really was, said Harry. I've been trying to tell you that for years. It's just cool because, like, Ron gets to have, like, his big, brave Gryffindor moment.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, he has the sword of Gryffindor in his hand and was able to wield it because he was worthy of it.
I like that.
And then right after this, in the next episode, the hug. It's real sweet.
I have an interesting tidbit. So it made me think of this from when Percy comes back. I'm sorry I left. I know I was A. And then when Percy returns, he yells, I was a fool. I was A. And that's when Fred comes in with ministry loving, family disowning, power hungry moron. And, you know, Percy left, Ron left, comes back, states what he was, and he's ready to
make amends.
Make amends.
All right. Lightning bolt questions.
Bring it on.
Waterfall at the bottom. Huge rocks.
Marguerite, would you take a Parcelsong class if offered in person or on Duolingo?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, in a heartbeat.
Yes.
I want to know more than Hesh Hasa.
Yeah.
You ever see Chicken Little? Megan, no, you have not.
Mm-mm.
Katie loves that movie.
It's actually, like, unexpectedly a fantastic movie. Anyway, they have to take mutton And they learn how to speak sheep, and every word is ba, just like that.
Oh, man. Katie K, what eye color was the handsome eyeball? I always envisioned it like a hazily brown. Sorry, I know that's your eye color.
I have hazel.
It's a pretty color.
So I have the same eye color as Tom Riddle and the same wood wand.
Yeah.
Wand wood.
Wood wand. Wood wand. Most everybody has a wood wand, yes.
Whatever.
Amy Lou, which six parts did Voldy give up to make Horcruxes? PG answers only.
Left butt cheek.
Nose. Eyes. His teeth are jacked up, so. Mm-hmm.
His nose.
I said that.
Oh. First thing his I hair. Said.
Hair.
His skin color. Because it turns like translucent or something. I don't know.
Hey, James is pretty much clear like those fish. You can see all his veins. He's so white.
He's just like, I don't know.
What else we got? Lips?
Yeah.
Lipless.
That's six.
There you go. That's six.
We're good.
Kendra, if Harry was the one to kill the locket, what would it taunt him with?
If who?
Probably, if Harry was the one to kill it, probably his worry of Hermione and Ron not trusting and believing
Dumbledore
him.
Didn't trust you. He hates you.
Yeah.
And telling him that he is lost. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You're a scumbag.
You should have caught that Hogwarts letter.
For real, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to pick one more.
You should have stayed in that tree with Ripper.
Mia, which was more awkward?
Throwback. That's a deep cut.
That is. Well, we just read from there. Which was more awkward? Harry and Cho making out in the Room of Requirement, Shoelace, Harry and Ginny, or Riddle, Harry and Riddle, Hermione, naked Horcrux making out?
Shoelace.
I think Shoelace too. I hated that.
I don't know. The naked making out, the kissing was like attack.
I mean, it was aggressive. Yeah. But I think it was
more
meant
energy.
To be.
More energy.
I don't know. I can't pick between Shoelace and naked make out. Naked grotesque bubble make out.
Shoelace was so bad, man. Discord discourse. Mia said, y'all think Snape was just hiding in those trees watching Harry darn near drown himself, thinking Potter's stupider than I believed him to be?
I would like to think yes.
Probably.
I would like to think yes.
Oh, man.
All right. Fan story time.
This comes from Emma. And I really enjoyed the subject line because it said, Potter story. Eye-catching subject line.
Somebody, when you send in your Potter story, give Katie fun subject lines.
Yeah, they give me life. Hello, magical ladies. My name is Emma Louise. I'm 30 and from Denmark.
Ooh,
nice.
My house is Hufflepuff. Hey, Katie. Hey, Emma. My wand is Rowan Wood unicorn hair, 12 1/4 inches with unbending flexibility.
That's also large. What's the average wand length?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess it's around 9 inches.
Jinx, yeah. You owe me a Coke.
No, I think mine's on the shorter side. Mine's 9 3/4.
But
I think that's
considered. But Umbridge's is like really short.
Umbridge's is like 7 or something.
Maybe like
10. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Both of you can just kiss off. Okay. where was I, Emma? Oh, I've taken the Patronus quiz many times, and though I don't remember all of my results, I remember my first result being a bloodhound.
Ooh, that would be cool.
I was not satisfied, but have since come to accept it. All dogs are Hufflepuffs. Change my mind.
I don't know about Phil.
Phil is not a Hufflepuff.
I don't know about Phil.
Fozzie Bear is.
I think Phil would, like, tell you he's a Hufflepuff.
Phil's a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He acts before he thinks.
Oh, yeah. My Potter story. When the first book came out, I was still too young to read by myself, so my mother would read it to me as a bedtime story. But there were so many characters, I had trouble remembering who was who. So she drew all the main characters on a piece of paper with the most noticeable features along with their names and hung it on my wall by my bed so she could point to the character when I forgot.
Aww.
Of all the things I wish I had managed to keep hold of that drawing, as it is such a treasured memory. I believe she read me the first two or three books, and when the movies released, we would always go see them together.
So cute.
But then I lost interest in books, and while I would go watch the movies, I didn't pick up the books again until after I saw Deathly Hallows Part 1 in the cinema, and then the obsession started. I wanted to read it in English, as the Danish translations were silly and annoying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helped me expand my vocabulary and increase my reading skill. I've read books in English exclusively ever since.
God, people are so smart.
People are incredible. I don't know. It's amazing. I started listening to your podcast late 2022 while working. I work as a cleaner and the work is mind-numbing at best. So it is safe to say you guys saved my sanity.
Aww.
I listened for 6 to 7 hours a day for months.
Ooh, hello.
Except for a 2-week hiatus when Midnights came out and I was listening to it on repeat.
We will let you pass.
Acceptable.
1,000%. until I was caught up. You also got me into books again. As I became an adult, reading got increasingly more difficult as my inner life was distracting and stressful. I could not concentrate. But because of you guys, I got into audiobooks.
Yes.
I blew through SJM's books and I'm sad I've run out.
Mm-hmm.
With your podcast, as well as an ever-growing TBR list, I now enjoy my job, which is not something I have said before in my life. I will finish off this long story. By saying this, when Meg says to share this with a friend, do it. I would not have found this podcast if it wasn't for a certain Brandon, Beef, a.k.a. Matura89, who once recommended it to me on his stream, and I will forever be grateful.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is so cute.
I love you, ladies. You make me laugh. Stay awesome and stay magical.
I'm a little emotional.
I know, me too.
I love so that. Happy. Please share us with a friend. It yes. works.
And then we give you something to talk about. You can, like, make fun of us or laugh with us.
Yeah. Always make fun of us.
Always, please. Oh, my God. Emma, that... I love your story.
That was so cute.
Thank you for your story and for your amazingly kind words. And yeah, audiobooks have changed my life. So I'm so glad that you got into them as well. This sounds so ridiculous. I literally have to read a physical book because it's not available in audio for a very specific reason at the moment that I won't say. And I'm scared because I know I need to be in one spot.
Oh, yeah.
Reading
and
absorbing.
Yeah.
Instead of so we'll see what happens. But thank you, Emma.
All right, give me a joke.
Did you hear about the dragon who wandered into Moaning Myrtle's bathroom? It was a Komodo dragon.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That is cute.
I love a good toilet joke.
Mm-hmm. I love Komodo dragons too. They're so cool.
You love them?
I do. I think they're so cute.
Why don't you marry one?
Maybe I am one in disguise.
If you want to follow your host, only follow Katie and I. We're on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family.
Oh
and
God, forget about what you said.
Forget it's about terrible. Tiffany.
What did you say?
Only follow me and Katie.
But if you really want to follow Tiffany, she's on Instagram at tiffswish_flick.
I'm so much fun.
All right, hurry up.
House Cup standings. I don't believe we got a bingo again.
Gosh, you people on the Discord.
But the House Cup standings. Are Gryffindor in first, Slytherin in second, Ravenclaw in third, and Hufflepuff in fourth.
Woo, 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 woo. Mm. Thank you. Thank you, Griffs. Solidarity. I love ya. All right. This is for taking Parcel Tongue classes.
Yes, I would love to, for real.
I mean, everybody else who's writing to us knows more than one language. I figure it's time for us to learn.
Literally.
Please Google it. I want to know if it's real.
I was only good at another language in high school, and it's all left my brain.
Oh, I know none.
I was pretty good at Spanish.
I was pretty good at French, but yeah, it's like, I mean, I can like read it sometimes. Yeah, if I'm like looking at a sign or something, speaking, I can like get the gist of what it's saying, but...
You know, Janine, me too. ASL
I would love to learn
First
ASL.
Of all, I think more people should know it.
I know some.
And like, I know someone who is fluent in it, and it's incredible to watch her communicate. Like, it's so cool.
I think it's such a great thing to know. Anywhoosies, this is for all our dual language peeps out there being amazing. And then, yeah, that's all I got. I think my brain turned off for a second. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.